How's your golf game?
Terrible.
No way.
Absolutely. I've already golfed once in my life, so this won't be the second time. I'm not going to get embarrassed out here with my teammates.
What a setup.
Miles, how are things different for you heading into your second season? What's kind of your mindset?
Healthier. You know, I know my playbook better, so definitely going to try to maneuver around it and bend the rules a little bit so I can be as effective as I can.
Did you add weight or anything, or are you pretty much the way you left it?
I shifted around a little bit more muscle than fat than last time, but around the same weight.
Just different
proportions.
Yeah.
When you look at around at all the talent that's been added to the team, what are your thoughts on just how much better you guys can be this year?
I think we can be better on both sides. You know, we have a lot of improvements to make on, you know, our red zone defense and, you know, third down, to stop in the pass, making sure that we can't extend drives for them. And then on offense, you know, they know what they have to take care of. You know, they got to be better. And I feel like, you know, we have the guys put in place to do that.
You're going to have a very different looking secondary. So what do you think of the guys they brought in? And, you know, Jabril probably playing strong safety this year.
I think they're going to, you know, do their job and give us time to do ours. They will, you know, have plenty of time to get after the passer, and me and Emmanuel will have a little competition going, maybe.
Did you feel like there were a bunch of sacks that you could have had last year if the coverage had just held on for another split second, and that might change this year with all the new guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's half me and half them. If I got there, you know, a step quicker, if I was a little bit better with my hands, or, you know, me timing the snap a little bit better, well, I could have got there myself, no matter the coverage. And, you know, we have a symbiotic relationship where I have to do better, and it works for them. And they get more picks, they get more batted balls and more turnovers. And with what they do in the back end, you know, it works for me, you know, helping me have a little bit more time where I don't have to, you know, try and rush or do something out of the ordinary to get there.
How much attention were you paying to the offseason and the moves that the team was making, or did you just kind of step away from it all and kind of have some tunnel vision and get away from it?
Tunnel vision. I was mostly just, you know, working on myself and my diet to try and stay in shape, and, you know, whatever moves they made other than moving me was kind of, you know, just out of my view. I was just trying to make sure I came back, you know, stronger and healthier than before.
Have you gotten to know Tyrod a little bit so far, and what do you think of the tone he's setting over on the other side?
You know, I've seen him at practice. You know, we won't get that too much time to really spend around each other, but, you know, he seems like a good guy. He seems like a good leader. He has a lot of, you know, drive and work ethic, you know, within him, and I like it. You know, it's kind of infectious around that side of the ball, and it's good to see. I think they'll come out with a different attitude.
Miles, starting off last year with the injury and just being a rookie, what you showed on Sundays last year, how would you describe how you think that will compare to what you can show on Sundays this year? How would you describe how much better you think you might be in year two?
10 times better, 15 times better. Now, I'm really...
That'd be pretty good.
That would be pretty good. 75 sacks?
Yeah.
But, just being healthy this year, it's really, you know, about my confidence, just being able to be more mobile, you know, not have anything hold me back. That's, you know, it's helped me, you know, not only bring me confidence, but my teammates confident, knowing that they can, I'm always going to be out there, always going to be working, and there's not going to be any hindrances for this year, and, you know, what we can do, what we can achieve.
And everybody gets better in year two, right? I mean, like, you have some belief of just being in the league a year. You've learned some things, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you learned the pace of the game. You learned, you know, kind of physicality of it. It changes a little bit, and know what teams are going to throw at you. And once you go back and you study a little bit, you know, revamp, you know, what you saw last year, you know, you can make a big impact, or you go downhill. But we're not going to talk about that.
One of the things that Joe Thomas talked about in the final couple years of his career was the studying and attention he paid to his body, as far as, you know, figuring out, you know, things he can do, whether it was yoga, stretching, et cetera, to kind of limber himself up pre- do some injury prevention type stuff. How much did you pick Joe's brain in regards to that, and what, if anything, have you implemented this offseason to maybe help yourself prevent some of those nagging injuries?
I picked his brain a little bit, but also just, you know, watched him and just paid attention to what he did to take care of his body. Coming in and getting certain kind of treatments, and you know, how much he did, and how he ate. And you know, you see it now. He's taking care of his body still, and you know, looking as good as he wants to. But I don't think I'll have to take those measures yet. You know, I'm not that old, but we'll see.
Are you looking forward to getting after Baker Mayfield a little bit and giving him a good rookie indoctrination into the NFL?
Absolutely. You know, you gotta kind of show him how, you know, things are. Show him the ropes a little bit, and you know, once he comes out, you know, stronger and better, then we'll know he'll be ready for the grind and the bright lights.
What's your advice to him being number one pick?
You know, biggest expectations you should have on your shoulders are your own, and that you should you know, just keep focused and keep tunnel vision. You know, nobody else should, you know, be a distraction. You know, it's all about, you know, what you do on Sunday. It's not about, you know, any media attention or, you know, the commercials or anything else outside of that. You know, all of that will come as long as you, you know, work on the field and, you know, have success, win games.
Have you had those discussions with him?
No.
Will you?
Hopefully.
Or you just hope he reads this.
You know, if he does that, not too bad.
What are your thoughts on Hard Knocks and invading training camp?
I've never really watched Hard Knocks. I know Greg Williams showed us a clip of it last year when he was on there. But other than that, I didn't really pay attention to the years past or the teams that were on there.
What, does it bother you that they're going to be watching everything?
No, I'm not going to change anything. Whether it's my voice or how I talk or, you know, who I am, they're just going to get all that. And if they don't like it, well, too bad.
Would you have minded it at all as the number one pick in your rookie year, having the cameras around?
There's enough cameras around.